All right. It's your girl, the Six Figure Spot Chick, coming to you with another episode of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship. But this time, y'all, we changing it up, okay? I'm here with the biggest boss of them all in the surgery world, Tish, who owns Vanity Wellness and Body in Dallas, Texas. And baby, the conversation has got juicy. The surgery girls, get ready to listen up. If you are doing post-op, all right? If you are doing lymphatic drainage, this podcast episode is for you. According to Tish, and I have pretty much agreed with everything she has said, y'all are doing it all wrong. You are doing things that are not under your scope of practice. If we want to, right now, we can call the state on you and get you shut down, but we're not going to do that because we believe in Black excellence. So, Tish, welcome.
Thank you, Candace. I'm so glad to be here.
So let them know who you are, what you do, how they can find you, a little bit of your backstory. Oh. Backstory is so amazing. Like, y'all, I'm here at her spa. I am so impressed. I am so inspired. And it takes a lot to impress me. It takes a lot to inspire me. And I'm just filled with joy from sitting in her spa today. And I wish this for all Black, brown spa owners. Because oftentimes, y'all, we just do it wrong, and Tish has done it right. And so she deserves some recognition for that. So, Tish, let them know how to find you on social media and give them a little bit of your backstory, how you even got into owning this beautiful spa and getting into the post-op world.
Okay, so I am Letitia Tish Smith. I am a registered nurse. I have been a registered nurse. This is my 17th year in nursing. My business is Vanity Wellness and Body. We are located in Dallas, Texas at 8330 Lyndon B. Johnson Freeway, Dallas, Texas. So the way we got into spa is I've been a nurse for umpteenth years, but I was working at Baylor Hospital. And I'm a hero sticker. So the doctor would always call and be like, hey, call down and see if Tish is available to come and do this hero stick or go do this stick over here. So the running joke started to be like, well, I'm going to start charging you because I don't get paid to come to these other units to do these IV sticks. And just haphazardly, an IV business was born, as well as just seeing different girls come into the hospitals with all these different complications. And you know, your girl is the complications corrector now. But seeing all of these post-op girls with absolutely no idea of what to do.
Okay, we stop right there. Uh-huh. So you're saying that multiple women who had plastic surgery was coming to the emergency room?
Yes.
We don't want to tell their business, but they was coming there with multiple problems.
Multiple complications of just different types of complications because they had no idea about post-op, or the post-op professional they were going to was not a licensed professional and had given them an infection or had done something to them outside of their scope of practice and had no idea how to remedy that situation or what the next steps were.
Wow. So from you seeing all of these women coming in with complications, you are solving the complications.
Yes.
And then you birthed this part of the business.
Yes, then the post-op side of Vanity Wellness and Body, she was born then.
Wow. So I've been here talking to you. I'm amazed by everything. One of my best spot artists thus far, and I just want to give you your flowers. So I know you told me that you're about to come up on your two-year anniversary.
Yes, February 19th. We hit Vanity. She's still a baby, but she will be 2 years old February 19th.
So what made Vanity Wellness so amazing was from all of your years of experience as a nurse.
Yes, ma'am. And, of course, your help, because she is the marketing guru, because, honey.
We're getting it together.
We're getting it together right now.
And also, guys, her body is also snatched. She has surgery herself. Do you feel like you having surgery yourself help you be a better provider?
It definitely did, because clinically, I already knew what to do and how to treat, but putting yourself in the shoes of your client is from a completely different perspective. Mm-hmm. And so now it helps with your empathy as well as I feel like it enhanced my clinical skills.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, y'all. So the podcast finna go to the left, okay? The podcast finna go to the left. So listen up. Come closer. So we have been sitting here. Multiple names have come up. Multiple people have been my client, my marketing client. I was like, oh, I know her. I work with her. That's why she's winning. And multiple names have come up as well who are doing things that are not in their scope of practice. So, Tish, you being a nurse for so many years, you know, coming from a hospital, getting surgery yourself, a lot of things we both just said. And I said, well, no, if they a massage therapist, they can do this. You're like, no, they can't. So let's just be clear for me. Those of you who don't know me, I have been in the healthcare industry for over 20 years. I did medical assistant. I did laser tech. I did lab manager. I did triage. And of course, I went to massage therapy school as well. Those of you who know anything about massage therapy, we have to do a lot of certifications. So I have so many certifications under my belt. And so me and Tish have been sitting here going back and forth. So Tish, can we let the world know what we think yes. should be the scope of practice? So who should be doing post-op? Before we say who should be doing post-op, what is post-op?
Post-op is not lymphatic massage as many people claim it to be. That's just kind of like the umbrella term. That's kind of like the lay term that everybody knows. What we're actually doing is manual lymphatic drainage. And it is outside of the scope of practice for anybody outside of a nurse or a healthcare professional to be pushing fluids out of your body, out of any orifice. They should not be reopening surgical sites without a physician's order. They should not be definitely not doing seroma drainage. As me and Candace just sat here and had a discussion about is, as a medical assistant or even phlebotomist, they can draw blood. However, seroma drainage is not like drawing blood. It is over an anatomical structure. We are not going into a vein to do blood chemistry. We are removing fluids. Like, does your post-op professional know there's only a certain amount of fluid they can take off of your body before they can put you into hypovolemia, which is low body fluids? Do they know the signs and symptoms of an infection? Do they know if they've hit an underlying structure and now there's a hematoma there, which is a blood clot? Just all these different things that are, it's just dangerous. Post-op is an unregulated service as of right now, but I will be, and Vanity will be, one of the forefathers to help regulate post-op care so that we have safe and positive outcomes. There are so many girls that are having these negative outcomes because post-op is right now a free-for-all, and the people that are uneducated and don't know, they're the ones that are at risk because they're choosing to go to the cheapest person versus the most skilled person.
So everybody, more juice. So Tish, I also said a massage therapist should not be boom, boom, boom. I said a massage therapist can do lymphatic. I said, but I don't open up wounds. I don't encourage massage therapists to open up wounds. I don't encourage or agree with massage therapists draining fluid. I don't encourage that, but I do encourage massage therapists. I know for a fact that we have a certification. I'm certified in it, y'all. I've been also, those of you who don't know, I've been certified in Columbia twice as well for post-op lymphatic drainage, and I have my lymphatic drainage certification from the Board of Massage as well. So I just want to be clear, because like you just said, it's now a free for all. Everybody is doing it. They don't have a lot. We even just found out about people who are doing it, you know, in their homes and in apartment buildings and on the third floor and this and that. And I'm like, ooh, what's going on? So what do you want? Because you the big dog right now. You in control of this conversation. What is the proper way? What should they have? What should they be?
Your post-op professional should be a licensed professional. This should be somebody whose license you can go and look up. And I hate to say it because, you know, I hope that it never happens to me, but this should be somebody that can be held accountable by the Board of Nursing or whatever licensing agency that they're working under. They can be held accountable. They should have a medical director. They should have policies and procedures. They should have all of these things in place, like an emergency protocol, all these things in place in the event that something does go wrong, because this is surgery. And so many of my girls, that they don't see cosmetic surgery as major surgery. You are basically, you're being put to sleep. This is major surgery.
And now, some of them, I think I've saw some people who don't go to sleep.
Yeah, they do the awake surgeries and stuff like that, but this is still something that is
It's still major.
It's invasive. Like, you're letting somebody put something inside of your body or take something out of your body, and you have no idea. Do you know that some of these practitioners that are your body contourists or people that are outside of the medical world, do you know the stuff that they're sticking you with, they're getting it from feed stores? Because they can't order it from pharmacies. They can't even get it off of Amazon without a nursing or a nursing license or a doctor's license. So they're literally going to feed stores and getting needles to stick you with.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to be of excellence in everything we are and everything that we do. We want to be of excellence. And those of you who are listening, it has been projected that this year, 2023, is going to be the highest grossing post-op season we've ever saw in our lives. So that's another reason why so many people are, and mind you too, everybody's going to get surgery and now they open up either recovery house, a post-op place, only because they went and got surgery. They're not a massage therapist, they're not a medical assistant, they just went and got it. They know it's a lucrative business and now they want to open up. So what would you say to those people who are doing that?
You're going to jail.
Oh my God.
You're going to jail.
Also, another thing she just said too about, you know, people should be, you know, on a nursing board or the massage board so you can be held accountable. And you tell me what you think because we didn't discuss this before we got on the podcast. I tell my nurse clients that they should not be doing lymphatic massage. That's what I tell my nurse clients. Okay. Because you agree with me?
I'm going to tell you why I agree.
Okay.
Lymphatic massage. We nurses, we don't learn lymphatic massage. That's why I cleared it up in the beginning. Lymphatic massage and manual lymphatic drainage are two different things, but the community knows it as lymphatic massage, which it is not. So lymphatic massage is a very gentle, very surface level.
Yeah, that's what I know how to do.
Yes, it's not pushing any fluids out. It's not doing any of that. You don't even have to be post-op to get lymphatic massage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Manual lymphatic drainage, we are pushing fluids out of your body. It is not an aggressive massage, but it is definitely not as light and gingery.
And it hurts.
It does hurt. I mean, yeah, you're sore already.
I never had surgery. Yeah. When y'all see me, I just lost weight from stress. I ain't had no surgery, okay? I did try to have surgery some years ago, but I've never had surgery. Mm-hmm. But I do know that it hurts.
I mean, it's uncomfortable. You know, everybody, you know, pain is relevant to the person, but you know, it is definitely uncomfortable versus lymphatic massage. It is very surface level, it is very gentle. And if you get that actually done right after surgery, you run the risk of fibrosis and, you know, fluid retention, seromas and things like that, because it is not it's not a deep enough pressure to actually get the fluid moving.
Okay. And another thing we talked about is way earlier, how many, because I want people to, I know, you know, my audience is, you know, spa professionals, but how many massages do you suggest your clients get for post-op?
At a minimum, we suggest 20 to 30 massages.
Okay.
At a minimum.
Okay.
And then beyond that, if you, honey, if you want to keep that snatched waist, then we're going to need to put you on a regimen to keep that waist snatched. And that's where it kind of leads over into like the body contouring and things like that beyond, you know, beyond the immediate post-op.
Okay. And another thing that you said earlier that I wanted us to discuss publicly, you said that somebody who gets post-op should not go see a massage therapist until 3 months after.
Yes.
And I said, I disagree.
You did.
So where did that come from?
So that, I'm going to tell you where it comes from for me, because immediately post-op, especially within that first 30 days, a lot of my girls are still draining. So if they're coming to you and they're still draining and it's outside of your scope of practice as a massage therapist to push those fluids out of the body, how's it efficient?
See, I've never pushed.
You have never pushed
me. Me personally, everybody who's listening, I'm an OG massage therapist before we even had Instagram and all, before, you know, I'm OG. But I never pushed fluids out of nobody's body before because it wasn't.
And it's a liability. Like, you have to have a bloodborne pathogen certificate. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be able to, how are you disposing of that
fluid?
That's fluid in those waste. Like, and as a massage therapist, I don't know very many of them that has a biohazard company to pick up that waste. So what are you doing? Throwing it in the trash?
That's good, Tish. Ooh, I hope y'all learning something today, Tish. That's good. And everybody, go get your bloodborne pathogen certificate. I think it's free.
Well, if you have, like, for me, since I have a medical waste company, I get the OSHA stuff. So
everybody should have OSHA as well. See, they probably know what OSHA is. Oh, man, you know they didn't go to real spa school. You went to real nurse school. Yeah. I went to real medical assistant school. I went to real massage therapy. They probably know what OSHA is. Tell them what OSHA is.
What is it? The Organization of Safety and Hazardous something.
Something. I don't remember it either, y'all. Just keeping it real, I'm back since 2010. It's now 2023. But those are things that we should know about, and those are things we should have in the spas. Mm-hmm. And I know when I was a lab manager, they had to have those OSHA laws up. Mm-hmm. I remember the doctor I worked for. Those of you who are listening, I used to work for a diabetic doctor, and I was his lab manager. And I remember one time when the state came in, he had so many days because he didn't have those OSHA laws and things up in the lab for us, the employees, to know. And I remember he got in trouble about that. So, you know, these are things that we need to talk more about to bring the industry back to what it needs to be. Because right now, it's just, like you said,
it's a free-for-all. And I mean, once these, because what's going to happen is, especially like if you're a massage therapist and you are good at post-op and you want to be in post-op, you know, partner up with a nurse. So that way you can protect yourself, you can protect your license, you know, and you can still be in the business that you have a passion for. But don't be out here just loose and... Because it's not if something happens, it's when something happens.
That's good, Tish.
Because something is, I mean, it's inevitable. Something is going to happen, and you want to make sure that you're protected.
That's good, Tish. So everybody who's listening, where your license at? Where your certificates at? Where your bloodborne? Like, where is it? Where is it? Because y'all, this is a really important conversation that we really do need to have, because like you said, everybody is just doing
whatever they want to do,
what they want to do, and the clients are the one
that's suffering. They have
the burn. Let's talk about them burn wounds.
So
and them fajas.
Yeah, the faja burns. And
also, let's be clear. Tish said it, and I also said it. We both agreed that no one should be sticking a needle in the client if you are not a nurse. So if you are a medical assistant, if you are a massage therapist, we both agreed on that. Like me, I'm not sticking no needle in nobody.
Yes, for sure. Like, there's no, like, there's no.
The things we just saw on social media, we just went on social media.
People reopening wounds with broken Q-tips.
Because like, they see other people do that, so they just do it.
No.
Wow.
You should not be doing that. Like, that's a portal for infection. Like, what are you, like... No, you can't do that.
So what you want the girls to know? What you want the girls to know, Tish?
First and foremost, I want you to know that I'm the complications corrector. So in the event that you make a poor choice and you decide to go to one of these cheaper practitioners, because that's what your that's how you save, that's what your budget is set up for, I'll be here to fix it when they mess it up. However, if you make the best choice and you come to Vanity Wellness and Body, where we are the leaders and the pioneers in...
Oh, I like that word, pioneer. Ooh, don't play with it, don't play with it.
Yes. Yeah, so we are the leaders and the pioneers in cosmetic post-op surgery, as well as IV hydration here in Dallas, Texas. So if you make the correct choice and you come to us, we will make sure that you have the best outcome possible.
So that, now that's for the actual clients, but what do you have to say for the providers? A lot of people who want to listen
for
to
the
this,
providers,
they're
the
providers.
Right, I mean, do the right things. Stay ready so you don't got to get ready. Like, if you know that you don't have the licensing and the credentialing to do what it is that you want to do, partner with somebody, collaborate with somebody. I'm open to working with massage therapists. However, you will have to follow what my medical director says is standard practice and standard care. But it protects you. It protects your client. You have a medical director that you can that you can reach out to. You have a registered nurse with. I'm a registered nurse. I'm wound care certified.
How long you been a nurse?
17 years.
So y'all hear that, don't it? 17 years.
Almost 20 years.
A lot of experience in her business. How many, we're sitting here, guys. I'm doing the spot audit, so we're getting it all together for. How many clients have you healed?
Over 1,000 healed dolls. Like, positive outcome, over 1,000. I'm sure probably over 1,500, but over 1,000 off the top of my head, I know for sure.
But that's good, though.
Yes, ma'am.
You should lead with that in the marketing message. That's amazing. So, everybody, I'm here in her beautiful spot. I love it. It's so beautiful. It's a vibe. She is so knowledgeable. And I wanted to record this, you know, because we just got to talk about it more, because the industry, y'all, it is going down. And as me being six-figure spot chick, I want the industry to go up. I don't want us to go in backwards, guys. I want us to go forward. So this is why these type of conversations are needed. You got any last words, Tish?
Do the right thing.
All right, guys, this is another episode of The Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship with your girl, Six Figure Spot Chick. Be sure to subscribe, share it with a friend, go listen to the other episodes, and stay tuned for the next one. We are out.